broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use for... What the heck day is it already? Wow, it's already June the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is indeed Hour 2 at 2. And the goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, both hours, Heather Scott, North Idaho, representative, second term in office, District 1A. Doing a great job. Her and a bunch of other liberty-minded citizens and their elected representatives standing for the sacred cause of liberty in Idaho. And boy, are they shaking it up and making a difference. Good for them. We're grateful for good, honest people who humbly realize that they're not elitists, but that they work for us. That is, we the people. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, a representative literally coming out on the radio and saying, all power is in the people. Our rights come from God. Boy, do we need more of those. She also says when she got into office, she was pretty innocent, didn't really know what was going on, not a lot of experience, made her living in the private sector, etc. When she got in there, she's like, man, what's going on around here? And they attacked her relentlessly for trying to stand for the truth and represent her district. And it turns out that now she realizes it's the gravy train party versus the American citizens. Wow. All right, the battle continues as Americans fight for liberty, as we stand for God, family, and country, and the insiders just simply want to get what they can get. Bottom line, last hour, Heather brought up an interesting point that I'll highlight, and then we'll get right back to Heather. Literally, what happens is your bills, if you're for liberty, don't even see the light of day. And the bills that seem to get passed by the time they hit the floor, by the time they're really actionable, and they say to the citizen, get involved, they've already worked it out behind the scenes in a star chamber kind of scenario. And then it's delivered to you and like, hey, help with this. But you know what? You've already been had, if you will. She noticed a couple of female legislators were doing very well. All their bills just seemed to rocket to the top. How did that all happen? Well, a little bit investigating before you know it. People are sleeping with people and Heather speaks out about it. They attack her relentlessly, but the facts remain. Some affairs got exposed. Some sad to say people got on the chopping block, but they've managed to still maintain tremendous power and cover all that up. Hopefully we'll get to that in this broadcast. If we do, great. If we don't, we'll obviously have Heather back to break that down. So Heather, you were in the middle of the story last hour. You were telling about the liberty-minded Americans who stood with you when you exposed some of this. They kicked you off committees. They tried to make your life a living heck. But then a few other good people got into office after the Trump train, if you will. And those folks have been standing with you, about seven of them. And they literally went on the House floor and said, hey, we demand that Heather get her seat back on these committees or we want to resign our committees. And lo and behold, instantly, Heather got brought back into her seat. That's part of it. The other part of it is, I guess there was a little bit of other exposing. Another guy stood up and said, hey, I got an affidavit here about some corruption going on. And well, when you shine the light, the termites flee, Heather?
Yes, they do. You know, by the end of this whole ordeal, and you can read about the entire ordeal, I think I call it the Boise situation, on my Rep. Heather Scott website.
And, by the way, hold on. Give that website out, Heather.
Okay, it's just RepHeatherScott.com, and that's my professional website. And then I also have VoteHeatherScott.com, and that's more my campaign site. And you know, it's just a little different. So,
all right, VoteHeatherScott.com and RepHeatherScott.com.
Yes, you know, by the end of this whole thing, the whole ordeal this year, I found a study put out in 2015 by the Center for Public Integrity, and they have rated Idaho a D- in a state integrity investigation. They got an F in legislative accountability and an F in ethics enforcement.
And they dare to bring up to you that you're not on target?
Yeah. And I wish I would have known that ahead of time because I would have been, hey, maybe you ought to deal with your own, you know, enforcement issues before you come after me. Literally, when the affidavit came out, I said, you've got bigger problems than me to worry about. you know, whether you did this or not, I don't know. But the fact that people are willing to come forward and sign affidavits and say you did, you might want to leave me alone and deal with your other stuff. So I guess the biggest thing is if God's in charge and he has you where he wants you to be, he's going to protect you from all these vicious attacks. And there will be attacks. And you just can't give up because you have to keep, we have to be eternally vigilant like our forefathers were.
Where do we go from here? Do we think that there'll be in the next legislative elections that we'll have more liberty-minded folks? Or do you think that they're, what I see is we push for liberty, Heather. We gain a lot of ground and think we're gaining success. And I appreciate that we are to the best of our ability. But then what happens is they put the hammer down. And this happened in Utah is why I bring this up. We kicked out one of the legislative senators, and then all of a sudden they doubled down in defense of Orrin Hatch to the big time. Mm-hmm. And the conservatives got shut down because we weren't prepared for such a hardcore money-generated assault is what really happened. We were surprised at their real strength. Is that going to happen for you guys, or do you think you guys can weather it?
Oh, absolutely. They will double down this year. And so, you know, that's why I think they hit me so hard. They hit me the first week of session, pulled me out of my committees, made a big to-do. I think they were trying to send a message to these new liberty folks. Do not speak up. Do not stand up. Do not expose stuff. You just keep quiet and you'll get along just fine. And they didn't fall for it, which is amazing. So, absolutely. All those people, we call it the Magnificent Seven, they're all going to be targets. They're all going to be targets.
But hold on. But they know it, and this has been discussed, and we're working on a plan to weather it, right?
Well, there's only one plan. Educate the citizens. That is the only plan. That is, you either join the gravy train party or you educate the citizens. Those are really your two choices. Because they're always, going to be outspent.
Or educate the citizens. Let's talk about educating the citizens because it's about exposing corruption, number one, but it's also about mm-hmm. educating to the principle of liberty. In other words, what matters and why and who, and in other words, why do you do the things you do? That's the education part, right?
No. I think the education is you have power. You have power as a citizen. Are you going to exercise it? Just because you elect someone to office, you don't get rid of your power. You delegate your authority for them, people to vote for you, but you do not give up your power. And so the question is, you just exercise your power every 2 years for a vote, or do you exercise it for the full 2 years? Do you hold your elected officials accountable? Do you really act like you're their boss because you are their boss? Or do you let them run the show? I can't tell you how many, I think the first way you have to educate yourself is most people don't know the district they live in. They don't know who represents them and how they are voting. If you just learn those three things, you're light years. If you can educate the people around you to those three things at a state level, that's huge. Cause that's what motivated me when I found out North Idaho, our legislators were ranked sixth in our state for growing government, and we're the most conservative people in the entire state of Idaho is North Idaho. And when I found out we're rated sixth in growing government, it made me do something because I was educated about that. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I think it's hard to get people. People might say we know it, but we don't have time. We're trying to make a living for our family. People get into this kind of defeatist attitude, don't they?
Yes, but what I've realized is, you know, you don't have to do everything. Each person just needs to do what they can do. There's so many. So we've built an unbelievable team up in North Idaho and across the state of liberty-minded folks. And every person just does what they can. We have one guy that he called me, he said, I don't have any money for the cause. I don't have this, but I have a printer. He's like, I'm crippled up, but I have a printer and I can print labels. And he prints labels. And there's some people that you know, just donate stamps. Everybody just can do one little thing. It's amazing how much power you have as a group to push forward.
Wow. Somebody prayed, feels like they can donate stamps. Somebody else says, I got a printer and I can print labels. Ladies yep. and gentlemen, the synergism is incredible. It's happening all over the country. Idaho's one of the American readout leaders on this, but I'm telling you, we can do something, folks, and we can't do it all, but we can do our best, and we can certainly trust in the Almighty for the rest. Sam Kurt and Heather Scott continue in seconds on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. You know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're talking to Heather Scott. She's a representative in the state of Idaho, doing a great job up there exposing corruption, standing on the sacred cause of liberty. She just wants the truth, and the truth, of course, we know shall set us free. We're talking about how citizens are helping everywhere. One guy decides, you know what, I can donate stamps so they can do mailings. Another guy says, man, I got a printer and I'll help out, and he prints labels. Now, I don't know if you know about this, but this is available to you and all of your incredible team up in northern Idaho. Heather, listen up. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, let's see. Heather, one of the businesses that we have, we have a big old Xerox 7835 printer that we use, and Xerox charges us a penny for a black and white impression. They charge us just under 6 cents for a color impression, and those are up to 12 by 18, you know, like for posters or whatever, and that's not the cost of the paper, but those are the, you know, actual additional costs that we have to pay for each individual one. So we've already covered the cost of the lease and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's a way to get some of your things printed for a lot less money.
Praise God. Thank you. That's just amazing.
So the bottom line is you put the paper, tell Kurt what kind of paper you want, stuff like that, the cost of the paper plus the cost of printing. It's only for patriot groups that stand for liberty, though, but the bottom line is he can deliver printing cheaper than anybody else can because he does the work for free as his way to contribute, and there is no profit built in. except for, you know, he profits because his kids might live free. But other than that, you know, it's about getting the work done, and it's about patriots partnering together for solutions, Heather.
Well, and that's the point. Not everyone has. We need to stop. We need to turn our TVs off and stop getting discouraged. And then we just need to focus on whatever we can do. You know, I tell this story a lot about showing up for that veteran. We have a huge team of citizens up here. If that morning when we stood with that veteran, if no citizens would have put their coffee down and turned their TV off and showed up at that man's house, we would have had a completely different outcome. But because citizens were willing to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a cold morning and stand with a veteran, the VA backed down and the guy's guns were not taken. That's huge. And so it just takes doing what you can do. And the outcome is amazing when people stand. When people start exercising their power, it's just amazing.
All right. We did have Matt Shea on that broke a lot of that down back in the day when that all occurred, defending that veteran. It was tremendous, and it just goes to show that, you know what, we may not fix the world by 3 o'clock, folks, but we can do something. And when we get involved, every time we get involved, I see a sea change in what happens. I see a sea change in the outcome. I see real effort towards solutions, and that takes a lot of hard work. But you know what? A lot of people make heavy work light, and that's what we're looking for people to participate in. Now, let's talk Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to share something else that we've done as legislators.
Sure, please.
So this year, we just started a new website called Growing Freedom for Idaho, growingfreedomforidaho.com. And what we've done is we have bill readers that read every bill that comes through. We kind of modeled this after the Freedom Agenda from Washington, and we went on the offense. We're tired of going on the defense as liberty folks. So we set up this website. We have all the bills that are out there read and analyzed. And literally you could look at, there's over 300 bills that pass. There's over 500 that are introduced per year in 3 months. Of those, you can just get a quick, brief look at what it does and how it affects citizens. It's the citizens, how it affects the people. And you don't have to be an expert. It's in simple language. And then what we did was we start tracking them through the committees. So if there was a really good bill to help the citizens and a committee chairman would not allow that bill to be heard, you can click a button and contact that committee chairman immediately and let him know. Because, like I said, by the time things hit the floor, they're already a done deal. But there's a lot of bills that are really good that people just sit on and they never are heard. So I guess it's kind of complicated, but not really. If you go to Growing Freedom, it's self-explanatory. But it's just something little we started. And last year we had over 17,000 viewers and 5,000 new users across the state. So those are all new people that are actually being able to read the bills and know what's in them and hold their elected officials accountable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to that website, growingfreedomforidaho.com, the headline words are this: less government, lower taxes, more freedom, more transparency. Kurt, that's after our own hearts, my friend.
And that's for
us. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Good work, Heather. Man, it's fantastic.
Go ahead, Heather.
That's all just citizens getting involved. What we do is we have citizen bill readers. Like if we get a bill that affects veterinarians, we send that bill out to veterinarians and say, how is this going to affect your business? Or you as an individual veterinarian. And then we can plug that back into the website and the citizens will know the real effects of these bills.
Wow. And this is all citizens?
Yes, it's all citizen run. Liberty citizens that have, and so that's my point. There's so many people behind that website that just do a little bit. There's some that just read the bills on health and welfare, and there's some that just read the bills on transportation. And And there's some that just research information. But everyone's just doing a little part. But we've created this great website that all the people of Idaho can use to know what's going on. And they're using it. Because it's
new media taking center stage, Sam.
Amen to that. You just tweet out and you Facebook and you put it on the website and you just have transparency and you have the citizens do it. Is the Campaign for Liberty involved in that at all?
No. No, that's just something that I've started. God has given me so many plans and ideas for Idaho. And I'm just, it's the citizens that step up and jump in, and we're just moving forward as fast as we can with whatever we can. So that's just one of the sites that citizens have started and I've kind of helped with.
The reason that I bring that up, ladies and gentlemen, this is not left-right. This is not Republican-Democrat. This is not, you know, male-female. This is not any of the divide, you know, black-white. This is not any of the divides they commonly use to destroy our liberty and divide us against one another. Mm-hmm. This is all of us coming together for a greater cause than us all, which is liberty for us and our children. It's a sacred cause. It's an effort that we all must be involved in. And any time we disagree, we need to leave those disagreements on the sidelines and come together where we agree. And if you want to participate in something because you agree, do it. If you don't be critical. Just move on. And if we start to do that, that's what the liberals do, Heather.
I know. We're called to love and build relationships with one another. And when we do, the media always tries to get us fighting, you know. Pro Common Core, anti Common Core. Pro climate change, anti climate change. If they keep us fighting, we're so busy fighting with our citizens that we're not paying attention to what's going on in government. We got to stop fighting.
How much friendly media is there in Idaho versus unfriendly media? And is the new media taking enough center stage to really change the narrative?
Oh yeah, we just pretty much ignore mainstream media anymore. They're irrelevant. And the more that's another way citizens can really help with the cause. Social media is huge, and just the time to share two or three things on Facebook makes a huge difference because we can't depend on mainstream media. We have sources, but you know, it never is what we would want, but it started.
Heather, quick question yes. for you. You've got a part on there where it says network, and under network, it's got a number of different things. How could we be included in the under the network part?
If you just send me your information, you'll be on there in an hour.
Okay, so then we could have Liberty News Radio right under there somewhere.
Yeah, you'd have Liberty News Radio. You could have Liberty Roundtable. You could have Liberty News Daily. You know, we can make a big difference. We'll have to get her the details and work on that, though, Kurt. She'll need the logos and all the details. So
would be great. And that's the thing. The website has so much potential. Of course, we focused on the bills. This is the first year of it.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. It's a work in progress. Heather Scott, have your pen and paper ready. We'll give it out to you again in just seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. There is little doubt that the city of Las Vegas, Nevada is a hugely popular tourist attraction, or that on any given weekend, the famous Strip is crowded. The Strip is home to high-end shopping, luxurious casinos and hotels, and other tourist attractions. Traffic is always heavy, and on many parts of the Strip, no barrier between the street and sidewalks. With the recent attack in Europe that saw terrorists driving trucks and cars into crowded tourists, well, some people in Vegas are really wondering. Metropolitan police there are doing a lot of thinking about the safety of tourists in Sin City. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is giving food stamp recipients half-price Prime membership in Amazon. People receiving government benefits would pay about $6 a month, but they'd still have to pay the listed price for the products. USA Today says, quote, it also gives the Seattle-based company ammunition against accusations of being elite. The head of Amazon is one of the richest people in the world. He's not proposing this out of kindness. He's protecting himself and his money from being attacked by critics. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
North Idaho District 1A's Representative Heather Scott is with us. VoteHeatherScott.com to learn about her campaign. She's been elected twice. RepHeatherScott.com is her website to get the details on what's happening legislatively speaking. All power is in the people. All rights come from God, says Heather, and amen to that. The gravy train party versus the American citizen is really the issue. We got to educate against the gravy train is the bottom line. Folks, we got to really work on solutions here. And solutions are the key. If you want to learn about the corruption, just go to her website, RepHeatherScott.com, and check out the Boise situation link. But if you want to get involved in solutions, GrowingFreedomForIdaho.com. GrowingFreedomForIdaho.com is where you go. Less government, lower taxes. Wow. More freedom, more transparency. Boy, do we need more of that. I'll tell you that right now. There's so many solutions, it's hard to focus on it in a two-hour interview, Heather. What we're going to need to do is work on rescheduling you on a consistent basis to keep up on what's happening, maybe monthly or something like that, because there's just too much to cover. And we can start taking names about the corruption in Idaho. We can do all kinds of things. But it's going to take a lot of work. There's just too much here to unpack, if you will.
I understand.
But I want to get back to the solutions for a minute, though, because I think you guys are on to something. You got this website. You said it's one of many. What are the most important things you think that we citizens can do to help good legislators? You know, a lot of times people just think, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it. It's corrupt. I get it. I agree. But, man, people just feel like they can't make a difference. What helps the most?
Okay, so first, don't stereotype all politicians. God put me in there for a reason. There's a lot of bad politicians, but I don't know why he's got me in there, but it's for his glory, not mine. And there are good ones out there. Once you have a good one in, you need to protect them. You need to support them. And some of that's financial and some of that's just assisting. You need to promote them. And the other thing I always say is just because you got a good one in office doesn't mean they're going to fix all your problems, because I've had some people that they basically like, oh, I'm so glad we got a Liberty folk in, and they give me a packet of like 40 or 50 pages of the last 20 years they've studied Agenda 21, and they just hand it to me and say, fix it. That doesn't help anything. I always turn it back around on you, the citizen. It's like, it's the citizen's job to drive government from the bottom up. It's not my job to drive government from the bottom or from the top down. And that's kind of what I'm always working against. So by falling into that trap of thinking that you're going to take your orders from the top down, or treating good Liberty people as rock stars, they are not rock stars. They are your employer or employee, and you need to start kind of treating them like that. So I know that's a lot, but there's lots of ways you can help them. Like I've talked about, you need to just basically pray where God wants you to be, and recognize your power as a citizen, and then figure out who the people around you are that represent you in school and county and city. And then when you got the good ones, that's when you can show up, speak up, and that makes a huge difference, showing up and speaking up and speaking out against corruption when you see it.
Speaking out against corruption, getting involved in the solutions, finding out where God wants you to be in the fight. You put all that together and you start to create a band of liberty-loving Americans that really stand up. A lot of people tell me, Sam, you should run for office. You're reasonably articulate, and you know, you'd take it to them. And my response is, God's called me another way. I'm not supposed to run for office. I'm supposed to help those who are in office get the word out about what's really happening. I'm supposed to help those who are trying to create accountability for those who are corrupt in office, so that we can get rid of those suckers. So that, you know what? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you idea. We just need to kick them out when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. All right. We need to get that done. Kurt, do you want to add to this? I think we all have a different role, and Heather keeps bringing this up, and I think it's a critical point to understand. Kurt uses his Patriot printing service to make a difference. We all just find our spot. And together we just stand where we are and lift, Kurt.
You know, it's, it's so nice to hear people that do these kind of things. And Heather's a great example. There she is, you know, in one of, you know, I guess you could say our favorite parts of the world. We've been there and, you know, enjoyed that quite a bit. And, you know, when you see people doing these things, you think, you know, kind of like the whole standard media, they'll tout somebody blowing something up or whatever, and then you got these copycat crimes going on all the time. If they would simply push and promote people like Heather and others doing these good things, imagine the kind of copycat good stuff we'd have going on all over the world.
You know, and Heather, a lot of times people say to me, Sam, you're just preaching to the choir, you know, and my response is, what was the choir like before I became a member? Just wondering.
Well, you just can't, you have to be involved. I mean, citizens just have to get involved. You have to build relationships with your elected officials to figure out, are they good ones or bad ones? Everyone can do that. We're called to love each other. We're called to build relationships. And so that's a really good place to start, to support your good people, is to figure out which ones are good and which ones are bad. You need to educate yourself before you can educate others. And trust me, you don't have to know everything. Like I said, when I started, I didn't realize my rights came from God. I didn't realize what a Republican form of government looked like. And I started like that 4 years ago, and now I'm a state rep, and I've been rated the top legislator out of 105 for the past 3 years, either number one or number two for the last 3 years on voting for constitutional principles, smaller government, and liberty.
All right.
Experience.
I want to kind of mention this, Heather, because I think it's important to really realize, you know, people think they have to know everything. or people think they don't have time, or, you know, a lot of people say to me, Sam, I just don't have an interest in politics. I just don't. It's just boring. And I guess I'm saying that, you know what? They won't think it's too boring when we lose our liberties, will they?
No. No. And I always say, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So if you don't like what you're getting, stop doing what you're doing. Do something different.
What does your husband think? Is he is on board with this? Is he?
You know, we prayed about it a lot. We felt like it was like the Jonah and the whale thing, because it didn't make any sense to us as a couple. He's like, you can't do that. You don't know what you're doing. He knows me better than anyone. And I said, yeah, but like Jonah, if I'm not obedient, who knows what my belly of the fish is going to look like? So he's very supportive of me. Does he like people attacking me all the time? No. Does it drive him nuts? Yeah. But we know that God has a plan, and this is where he wants me right now. And if God's plans aren't always comfortable, but we just have to be usable.
Ron Paul, former legislator of Texas on the federal level. His delivery might be a little goofy sometimes, people say, but I think he was spot on, probably one of the closest to the founding fathers, at least in modern day efforts, if you will. Far from perfect, but did a wonderful job. Certainly was known as Dr. No, he said one thing that was interesting. People publicly would abuse him, but privately they would support him. And privately they would say, you know what, keep it up. We need you there and everything else. Do you find that a lot of the legislators that may not have the guts to stand up publicly support you privately, though?
It is so discouraging after a vote, and I say, why did you vote that way? Oh, I didn't want to rock the boat. Or thank you for saying that, you know, but they will never do it. They're really terrified of leadership. And as you can see, they should be, because I have been raked through the coals. And it's unfortunate that we have state reps that are supposed to represent 40,000 people that are afraid of one or two people and how they're going to be perceived, and so they don't do what they're supposed to do. So, but yeah, they do privately come to me and thank me and respect me, but they'll never say it publicly because they won't get their bills passed. They won't get their dinners. They'll get marginalized.
Don't say never, though. I know it feels like never, but once we create a climate with enough Americans standing up, they do put their finger in the wind. If the wind's blowing right, they might come aboard, maybe for the wrong reasons, or we can replace them. Heather Scott with us, final segment in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
RepHeatherScott.com, her website. Heather Scott with us, ladies and gentlemen, Northern Idaho representative. So, Heather, right before the pause, we were basically saying, hey, you know what? People support you privately. People really do care. They just don't have the guts to stand up. But it only takes one or two or three, and before you know it, people start really coming out of the woodwork to help the right causes. I think we can't give up on that belief either, that, you know what, people want to do the right thing. They're just scared. Maybe they don't have the integrity of a fighter pilot, as you mentioned, that one woman that joined you in the legislature there. But all I'm telling you is if people can lose some of that fear because we start to gain ground, more and more people do care.
Well, we have been gaining ground, and with God's help, it can be done. You know, we started with two people just 3 years ago, and now about a couple months ago, we've had 30 legislators sign onto a lawsuit to challenge an unconstitutional veto. Did they do it for the right reasons? I don't know, but we're gaining ground. That's pretty bold. All 30 of those will probably be targets in the next election. But they're starting to see when people stand, when you hold the line and people see the truth, they have to make a choice at some point. You know, they're going to have to make a decision on which side they're going to be on. So I have hope. I think we're doing great things in Idaho, and I truly believe that we can turn this state into back into what it was designed to be, as a sovereign state, willing to stand on principle and God's law, and not some of the stuff we're doing now.
Well, and if enough of us get involved, I mean, when there's 30 of them, that's pretty hard to target. That's half the House almost, right?
Yes, it is. And that's a challenge against an unconstitutional veto by our governor. I mean, that's literally going after what is perceived as the big dog of the state.
What's your governor's name? Otter?
Yeah.
Governor Otter. All right.
He's breaking the Constitution. He's literally ignoring the Constitution by his actions. And it's been confirmed by the Secretary of State.
And when you get 30 reps in the House and the leaders of the state saying so, does the media treat that fairly at least?
I think this one's kind of caught him off guard, because it's going to come down to, are we going to ignore our Constitution and let these guys run the show, or are we going to follow our Constitution? That's going to be decided by our Supreme Court on June 15th, just coming up, I think, in another week or two.
All right. Well, you have to jump on and break down the results of that. But it seems to me that the media, just because there's enough of you, and this is the point that I want to make, because there's enough of you, the media can't really spin that one very easily. There's just too many people that'll call them on the carpet.
Absolutely. And because we have educated citizens, hey, right here in the Constitution, this is what it says. It says 10 days, not 11. It says 10 days. Are we going to follow this? If enough people read that part of the Constitution and know that their governor and their Secretary of State and the Supreme Court are going to ignore it, that's going to wake some people up. I hope people don't get complacent with Trump, because our government is not run top-down. It is run bottom-up. And unless we continue to push from the bottom up, we're gonna get the government we allow. And if we become complacent, we're going to get another Obama and 4 or 8 or 12 years, and we're going to be right back to where we started.
That's a scary thought. You almost made me speechless. Not quite, but close. But it is true that we can make a difference. Now, if there's 30 House reps that are standing for this,
yep.
How about the Senate? Are they willing to speak up too?
There might be a couple of senators that have signed on to that. The actual lawsuit, I think, there's four of those that are senators. Our Senate's it's very liberal compared to our House. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, how many are House and how many are Senate. Well, most of those are House members.
It's okay, and that's one of the things that we really need to understand, folks. We need good people to get into the Senate, too, because the House will get stymied, even though they're doing a great work and they're really involved and they're making a difference and more are coming aboard. If they get shut down by the Senate too often, they'll get discouraged, and we've really got to make a push to get enough to create a liberty block in the Senate for the for Idaho as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, what else ought we know? I know it's we've tried to cover so many topics, and we didn't drill in too much detail to the corruption. I want to get to that, though. I'd like to actually name names and get into that on another broadcast.
We can do that.
Because I think
it'll
it's
be a bigger target for naming them. But
I understand. But unless you name them, how can people get them out of office?
I understand. That's the other thing, too, is we can not like Nancy Pelosi as much as we don't like her, but she's not in our jurisdiction. We have no say in whether she's elected or not. Only the people in the district elect that person. The lobbyists sure put in money to influence that vote, but the people that live within those boundaries are the only ones that can elect or unelect people. And that's who you need to concentrate on.
Well, the only thing, Heather, the only disagreement I'd have with that is, you know, for example, you guys doing the work you're doing, we're not in your district, but we can support you in the work you're doing like we are right now. And just like you'll see these deals where they've got some election in maybe Georgia or whatever, and they got all this Hollywood money going in there. So remember, even though, you know, it's true, we're supposed to be the only voters in our district, there's a lot of ways we can influence what happens in other districts, even if we don't live there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They do it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it was $23 million in that one district alone over there, right, Kurt? I mean, it's crazy.
That's a lot. And that's
what
we get to be up against. You just can't fight the negative attacks anymore.
But if the new media takes center stage, if more people get involved in the media, if more people get involved in buying stamps for liberty-minded folks and printing and doing different things, before you know it, man, the synergism starts to take effect. Think about it. You start out with two a couple of years ago, and then you got 30 in the House fighting an unconstitutional veto by the governor of a state. I mean, I'm just telling you, that is success. Like, that's shocking, surprising, obviously in the good way, but success that we could have never anticipated, right?
Right, right. So if I could, I mean, if we can leave the citizens with anything or the listeners, showing up is critical, standing up is critical, and speaking up is critical. If you can just start to learn, you know, learn your jurisdictions and your government around you, just start showing up and standing up for these good legislators or county commissioners that are actually looking out for your best interest and have not joined this gravy train party, it makes all the difference.
Citizens, show up, speak up, stand up. That's really the quest, isn't it?
It really is. Citizen engagement is the key to everything. You know, recognize your power and then just start exercising it.
All right, Kurt, I've asked a lot of questions over the last 2 hours, and Heather's made a lot of good points. We're going to have her back. We're going to drill into some of these details more. We're going to actually name names of people who deserve to be removed from office because of their, literally, their abuses, folks. And we're going to name names of people who are doing a great job and deserve your support to keep them in office. And that's one of the things that we do. We don't play that we're always news. We're news, we're commentators, we're Americans, we're citizens, and we have clear goals. You know what? We tell you what our agenda is. We have an agenda. We absolutely have one, but we're willing to tell you what it is, by the way. That is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. That is our agenda. Okay? We don't play games. We have one. You bet we do. But we're going to make it very clear what it is and ask you to join us. Kurt, do you have any questions for Heather?
If you were to say, Heather, in your area in Idaho, either the whole place or at least where you are, you know, would you be able to identify some friendly media? I'm talking about, anybody, radio, newspaper, TV, anybody, you know, of course, your
online
website's a great, yeah, any of those, if you were to be able to list, you know, like the top 10 or whatever, would it be hard?
It would be hard, but Readout News is a really fair news media in our area that has been just great to Liberty and Freedoms and actually reporting the truth about things.
By the way, the owner of Readout News will be on the radio with us next week, by the way.
Oh, good. Good.
So that's coming up, folks. Stay tuned for that. Go ahead, Heather.
That's a great media outlet we have up here. And then, you know, Matt Shea's Patriot radio program. There's some radio programs. They're far and few between, you know, but we're not a real urban area up here either. We're pretty rural up in North Idaho. We kind of like it that way.
Amen to that. I don't know if you know, just so you know, I have a day job in the IT industry, Heather, and Kirk Crosby, my co-host, has a job in the dairy herd nutrition industry. He works for dairies and dairy cows and such like that. And he sells raw honey and does other things like that. But so you got a dairy herd nutritionist on the radio with you.
Oh, I love it. We've got lots of dairies in Idaho, and I got a lot to talk to you about that with Kirk.
There you have it, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Over the years, we've worked for a number up your way, you know. So, yeah, that's very true.
All right, folks. Part of the reason that I just didn't drill into too many subjects of naming names and too much of the corruption is I want people to learn a little bit about Heather, a little bit about her websites, a little bit about what they're doing. RepHeatherScott.com is the website.
Or VoteHeatherScott.com.
Or VoteHeatherScott.com. And did it cost a lot of money to get elected?
It always costs a lot of money, but God is good and he will provide.
All right. We got plenty of, we've got money sufficient for our needs, if you will.
Yes.
Because
he
the Lord does.
He gives us what we need.
All right, Heather, we sure appreciate you, ma'am. We'll talk soon. We're going to work on a way to get you back consistently, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Heather Scott, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, what a classy guest. What a hard worker. What an American that stands up and lets God be her guide. We commend Heather Scott and her husband for their stance. I know he may not get any kudos, but he deserves it too, because you know what? I know enough about married life to know behind every good man is a good woman, and behind every good woman is a good man. And he may not be get the quarterback role like Heather, but I'm sure he's involved in the trenches for sure, and a thanks goes out to him as well. So we appreciate the Scotts. Heather Scott, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.